I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus to the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art. There are two shows there we're going to talk about. The first one is The Making of David McCosh, Early Paintings, Drawings, and Prints. That one runs until September 4th. The second one is Selections from Brian Lanker's I Dream a World, Portraits of Black Women Who Changed America. That one you'll have to check and see how long that one goes. They don't list that one. So which one you want to talk about first, Sandy?
Well, let's talk about David McCosh. Here is an artist who lived a full artist's life, an artist in full, you might say. And this particular show focuses on the early days of what made him into the artist that he became after he became a University of Oregon professor in 1934. So it's pre-1934 material.
Right, and he pretty much focused at the U of O in teaching lithography and painting. And this is, like you said, the basis of his talent. And I really enjoyed it because many times I like the drawings and the exploration of a painting that an artist does almost as much as the painting, mm-hmm. because you can really see their thought process. They're trying things out, various forms. There are several journals in this show as well, and they have an interesting, what is it, a little notebook screen that you
those
can,
are iPads, Terry.
Yeah, iPads. Okay, I'm out of it. You tap on it, and it shows you what's in the journal. So a couple of them are open, but then you can really see the progression of many drawings, of figuring out mm-hmm. forms.
Well, what I love about David is that he drew anything that was in front of him, on the beach, inside of a museum, his wife. He had several pictures of women sewing, and actually a bachelor sewing as well. And if mm-hmm. my mother is a professional seamstress, this is something that interests me. One particular piece that he did in 1930 called Woman Sewing, it was charcoal and ink. This woman is inside of this little rounded space like a hobbit's house. Mm-hmm. There's this dark little stair going up. And she has a little light, little task light on her hands. But the interesting part is that there's also a bureau mirror. And if you actually look closely, you can see that the light is just bouncing around all over the place mm-hmm. in this really simple charcoal sketch. Mm-hmm. And I just went, how did he do that?
Right. Well, some of the ones I spent the most time looking at were the lithographies from the 30s. There are a lot of them. The big wall primarily is all lithos. And he had a very distinct style. It's very almost sculptural. It's like he was carving the shapes out. They're very dark and very chiseled and manipulated and just a wonderful technique. That was obviously the early exploration that led him then to teach lithography too. Mm-hmm. You can really see his solid base in lithography and the exploration mm-hmm. there. But there's all kinds of things. There's litho, there's watercolor, charcoal, there are journals, colored pencil, Conte portraits. There are three very academic figure studies, pencil mm-hmm. on paper.
This is really the education of David McCosh.
Yes.
I was longing to see some of his famous big Oregon landscapes, but that was not to be.
No.
This is, there were two or three that were like 68, mm-hmm. but the focus was pre-1934, before he came to Oregon.
Right. So if you go in thinking you're going to see the modern, the later things in his career, there really isn't much there of that. But this is the real foundation of his career. Again, that show runs through September 4th. And then in the gallery, one of the galleries right beside the big room is the show Selections from Brian Lanker's I Dream a World, Portraits of Black Women Who Changed America. The entire show consisted of 75 very large, very dramatic black and white images.
Mm. And that's how it differed from the show that we reviewed just a couple of weeks ago,
right.
which were done in color. And these were right. black and white. They are in a book that's actually widely used at Lane Community College in the writing department, where these images and their text are used by writing students to respond to and to think about what amazing contributions these women have made to American culture,
right,
and
that's
society.
And that's a big part of it, because there's a little bio, very brief, The name of the person that you're seeing, because they're not household names for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Big Olympic athletes.
Yeah, just
tennis player.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, but the images are so strong, and the way he stages them. Some are pulled back, they're distant shots, and some are very tight portraits. Mm-hmm. And then it tells a little bit about each of the mm-hmm. women in there.
And these images show the women's skin in, you know, unblinking detail, warts, wrinkles, beautiful eyes, and textures.
You're almost self-conscious getting too close because they have such presence. It feels invasive or like mm-hmm. they're going to tell you
they're
to
looking
back
right
up.
At you and saying, hey, listen up.
Right. And we're talking about two shows that are currently at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the University of Oregon campus. And by the way, the university campus is a wonderful place to be this time of year. It's
deep
green
shade,
and manicured.
Beautiful trees.
Yeah, it's great. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.